Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon and welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, we have 1 hour to go before we wrap our coverage of this great event. What a great 2 days it's been. I mean, I've learned an awful lot, seen some amazing things.
It has been. I think we've talked about the innovation and the new technology so much. I mean, it amazes me year after year. There's just another flood of new things, new inventions, new applications. I love it.
Well, one of these days we're going to stop being surprised by that and just know that that's what this industry is going to do.
Away
and that's why they do what they do. Well, we have a great guest up next. Say hello to Bob Simmons. He's a senior vice president with ProLine. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Bob, before we get into our conversation, do inform the audience about ProLine. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, what we do is we manufacture modular and ergonomic workbenches. And what a modular and ergonomic workbench is we sell various different models to meet different types of applications. And the modular part comes in is where a customer would pick and choose what accessories they would need to meet the requirement for their particular work that they're doing at each station.
Well, go into that a little deeper. It's one thing to say, yeah, pick what you need. I mean, how do you figure that out, especially the ergonomic part of it? I'm not sure a lot of folks really understand enough about physiology and what people need to know what they really need.
Well, and it does take, a company's going to have to really take a look at what process or tasks that they want each individual to do at each of their work cells. And from there, once they decide what task it is that they are going to do, what types of tools do they need? What type of components? Do they need some packaging material? Do they need drills? Do they need flat screen monitor arms? Perhaps they get bills of materials from a monitor, so they need to put that at a place where an operator can work comfortably and have everything in reach. So it would, A, make the operator less tired throughout the day, increase productivity, but also reduce the risk of a potential injury as well.
I have to imagine, spend time in plenty of facilities where I'm not seeing modular ergonomic workbenches. Is there still a segment of the industry that says, oh, that's just, don't need to worry about that. What they got is fine. I mean, how do you overcome those challenges? And there's obviously an upfront cost to that, but I think there's a long-term benefit to improve productivity and efficiency. How do you overcome those challenges of that boss who's like, we don't need to do this for these guys?
Well, I mean, one of the easiest ways to do that, because it is true, people look at something and they say, well, we've been doing it this way for 20 years, so therefore it's worked for 20 years. One of the nice things that we do is we have a great evaluation program where we will send in a workbench for 30 days. So a client would tell us, okay, well, this is what we do at the station, and these are the type of tools we use, and this is the type of equipment we use. And so we would suggest which model. We send it out. They get to use it for 30 days. Generally, they'll rotate people through. And then that way, they can actually see for their process how much it increases productivity and how much their people feel better at the end of the day.
What kind of an impact can you have? I mean, productivity, is it 2%? Is it 300%? I mean, obviously, it varies depending on
right,
on the
exactly.
Situation.
And that's the big thing. It varies. If somebody's doing something the way they were 20 years ago, you could see a 30, 40% increase. I've gawked into places where it's amazing, where they literally have a couple saw horses and, a door of plywood on it.
I got better than that in my garage.
Exactly. And they call it a workbench, So, I mean, for somebody like that, without a doubt, we can increase their productivity 30 to 40% by, we give them accessory upright supports. We give them lighting so that their operators can see better what they're doing. We have bin holders so they can get components within reach of their operators, tool balancers so they can take the weight of the tools off and the tools are right there where the operator needs them, articulating bin arms so they can put small parts real close to where they're assembling the piece, magnifying lights if they're working with something really small. So for somebody who's basically manufacturing from the Stone Ages, what we can do for them, and they can see the accessories, the return's immediate in not only productivity, but how much better their people feel at the end of the day.
So let me ask this question. Okay, so you come across an enlightened boss who says, all right, I want to do this for my team. The 20 people who are going to use them are all different body shapes and experiences and tasks and responsibilities. I imagine you go through that process and customize these benches for that individual.
Right. Well, and that's the nice thing about our product line. Actually, the customer really can customize it themselves. We actually have a program on our website, and it's called Build-A-Bench. And we've got our 5 in-stock models. which some of them have just a pull pin height adjustment where you might change the height every 6 months. Some of them are hand crank height adjustable, where you're going to move them throughout the day. We have electric height adjustable with programmable memory so they can program in for individual shifts or individual products that they're moving through. So that's the big thing is really they need to take a look first and say, okay, this is what we're going to be doing on this line, and this is how many people are going to be doing it. This is how many tasks. And then from there, we can suggest what base model is best going to work for them. And then from there, they can pick and choose, like I say, if they've got pneumatic tools or electric tools, and they're concerned about the weight of them, the operator holding it all day, they would put a tool balancer on it. Again, if the lighting's not great in the facility, they can put overhead lighting. If they get their information electronically through a flat screen, they can put flat screen monitor arms. So then once all they get that all configured, especially with the height adjustable table, ours is a true ergonomic design. All the accessories adjust with the work surface height. So as they do a different task, you work on a smaller piece, you want the workbench higher, so the work's closer to the operator. If they're working with a larger piece, they lower the table, so now they're working on the top of it. So it really does depend on what they're doing. And we don't like to use the word customize for them because people think of custom, it's expensive. We like to consider it, they configure it for their application.
Got it.
And we have 9 different models that are in stock and about 50 different accessories that are in stock. So it's very easy. Just they can get something up and running right away. And if one of those items don't work, we have a 64-page catalog of additional accessories. And in a rare occasion where someone's doing really something odd, which we run into, we actually will customize it for them as well.
I don't know if audit is the right word, but how often, if I'm a plant manager, should I go in and look at the workbenches and I ought to adjust this or add a flat screen monitor and an articulating arm? Is it something I ought to do once a year, once a month, when I get a new employee?
Well, obviously, when they first set it up, it's something they want to look at when you set up a cell. So, that's ground zero. You start at that point there. Okay, we're going to set a line up. This is what we're going to make. Now, if their product line changes, they start to work with different type products. If they go a pro line, the nice thing is our products are all accessible, very easily reconfigured. The accessories are adjustable up and down. You can move them anywhere on our upright. You can add accessories at a later date. So they don't really need to audit it so much, but when a new employee comes in, yeah, they want to look at that particular person, and maybe they may need to adjust that bench. But generally, when you bring in a new product, you bring in a new something in the line that they're going to do, or they change their process slightly on how they're going to work on the bench, well, then they're going to have to really evaluate, okay, what other accessories can we get to increase productivity and put less stress on the operator?
Yeah. All right. Well, final question. To heck with all these guys and their workbenches. I want to know, do you make ergonomic modular radio studios?
I'm pretty sure we can.
Outstanding. You'll be hearing from me on Monday.
All right. Very good.
Bob, we're out of time, sadly. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about ProLine?
They can go to oneproline.com or they can call 1-800-739-9067.
Bob Simmons, Senior Vice President with ProLine. Bob, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this segment. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.